Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah, many blessings and benefits of reciting durood and salam upon the final messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There's a very beautiful hadith mentioned in Musnad Imam Ahmad in which Sayyiduna Abu Talhatul Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, one morning the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam appeared with traces of happiness on his blessed face. When the companions asked the reason for this, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, someone came to me from my Lord Allah azza wa jal saying, O beloved, whosoever from your ummah sends a salawat upon you once, Allah azza wa jal will record 10 good deeds for him, will remove 10 of his sins and elevate him by 10 ranks and send the same amount of mercy upon him. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, from this beautiful hadith we get to know to recite salawat, durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is such a beautiful blessing, a good deed that not only your sins get forgiven but Allah Azza wa Jal elevates your ranks as well and Allah Azza wa Jal rewards you for that as well. Alhamdulillah. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, it's a request that try to recite as much durood as possible. You know, there's a thing that I always say, if you have a tasbih, you're more than likely to recite durood or do zikr or azkar. And I met with someone and he says that I struggle to read 100 times durood-e-paak. Ek so bhi nahi pad sakta. And again, Alhamdulillah, met him after a few days, after I made his mind set up, that how much do you recite now? And he says that Alhamdulillah, daily I recite 1200 durood upon the Prophet. Wherever you are, inshallah, azawajal, you should try to recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the more durood we recite upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more blessings, inshallah, azawajal, we will have. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that the day of Jumu'ah is Eid for my followers. So Alhamdulillah, try to recite more durood-e-paak unto the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Hazrat Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that once the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a man who had tied iron laces to his sandals. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him, your hopes have lengthened. You have lost interest in reward and you have started to move away from good deeds. When a person's shoelace breaks and he recites, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, the blessings, guidance and mercy of Allah Almighty descends upon him. And this reward is better for him than the world and whatever it contains. Subhanallah. So reciting the words, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You know, when we hear a bad news or we hear of someone passing away, we read this, don't we? And the reason for this, inshallah, azza wa jal, these are the words of the Quran as well. And according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every word you utter, Allah will reward you with 10 good deeds as well. So inshallah, if you have that intention that these are the verses of the Quran, you'll be rewarded for that as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And in the same way, anything You lose something, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You hear a bad news, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And this is what we're going to be learning today, the importance of reciting these beautiful words of the Quran. It's mentioned in a hadith that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, ihris ala ma yanfa'uka wasta'in billahi wa la ta'jiz. That be desirous of that which benefits you. Seek Allah's help and do not feel helpless. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he comments on this hadith and he says, whatever brings you a religious benefit, do not suffice with a small amount. Rather, display keenness for it. Yani, don't be happy just on doing something small. Have that jazbah, that willingness, that passion to do something even more greater than this as well. And he says, place your reliance in Allah Almighty, seeking His aid. And you always rely upon Allah. Don't rely on the materialistic things as well. Rely on Allah. Tawakkal kis par hona chahiye? Allah ki zaat par hona chahiye. Not that because I'm very clever, I know this subject, I'm a strong person, this is easy for me. Don't rely on your power, don't rely on your strength, don't rely on anything. Rely on the trust of Allah. This is what's going to be more beneficial to you as well. Obviously, if we say that this is, you know, I'm very clever for this, meri taqat hai, I can do this, I can do that. Who gave you that power? Allah ne taqat di hai, Allah is the one that gave you that power. So rely only upon Allah Azza wa Jal. And further on, he says, it should be kept in mind that when it comes to worldly things, being content and patient is good, but showing intense desire and eagerness is preferred in matters pertaining to the hereafter. When you get anything regarding the dunya, don't think to yourself that all I wanted is here. When it's to do with the deen, like for an example, if someone knows how to read the Quran, now that person should desire more. Theek hai, Quran padhna hame aata hai, alhamdulillah. Desire more that I want to learn this surat by heart. Agar wo bhi yaad hogi hai, desire more. If you become a hafiz of Quran, now desire to become a scholar of deen, alim e deen ban jaye. So whatever you know, don't think to yourself that I've learnt a lot of things. No one can say to themselves that I know everything. The one who says that I am a scholar, I am educated, main zyada padha likha hua hu, wo sabse anpadh banda hai. So never ever, you know, boast in front of people that you know a lot. Never boast in front of, this is why Amir al-Sunnat, he always keeps making our mindset. Don't think of yourself as better than the other person. You know, why are you better? Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. You are only better in piety, in taqwa. If you are more pious than someone, yes, you are better than him. But regardless, we are all the same. No matter if someone is a hafiz of Quran, someone is a scholar of deen, someone is a doctor, someone is a lawyer, engineer, don't think to yourself that I'm better than this person. You know, like for example, someone educated. Never think to yourself as being superior, as being better than a person who does cleaning in an office. At least he's trying to earn his halal risk. That is good for him. You know, sometimes we think nokri or this work is nothing. Office worker, what kind of a job is that? That job brings you halal money. That's the best job that you can have for yourself. So never ever boast in front of the other people that you are the best person. In the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the court of Allah, we are all equal. No one is higher than any person. No family has authority over any other family unless you are a Sayyid. You know, Sayyid, Sadat-e-Kiram, they have authority of the families because that family is mentioned in the Quran as well. Allah mentions the Sadat-e-Kiram in the Quran. The rest of us, we're all same. Doesn't matter if you are a Raja, if you are a Chaudhary, if you are a Jat, if you are a Gujjar, wherever you are from, we are all the same. No one is better than the other person. Further on, it says, whenever you reach a certain position in religious affairs, you know, you have a maqam in religion, do not be content with it. Don't think that this is the last hurdle, this is the last step. Move towards that, get even better. Like I said, if someone has read the Madani Qaida, always desire, I want to finish the Quran. Someone's finished the Quran, desire, I want to be a hafiz of Quran. Someone's become hafiz of Quran, desire, I want to be a scholar of deen. So never be content with it. Rather strive to advance further. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَاسْتَبِقُ الْخَيْرَاتِ. Allah mentions in the Quran, and this is such a beautiful verse of the Quran, in which Allah Azza wa Jalla says, so excel in acts of piety. And this is mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 48. Allah Azza wa Jalla himself in the Quran, he says, excel in piety, yani taqwe mein, parhezgari mein, ek dusre se sabqat le jane ki koshish karein. Nowadays, we see a different kind of a desireness in ourselves. We see a different kind of a race today. We are seeing a race of being the millionaire. We're seeing a race that someone wants to have a better car than the other person. My house should be better than the other person. My job should be better than the other person. My clothes should be better than the other person. Halanki, these are all materialistic things. They have no value in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, we think we're going to live for 100 years. I'm going to be a pensioner. I'm going to do this. I'm going to finish my studies. I'm going to have a business. I'm going to have 3 branches. You know, we always ponder over these kind of things. Halanki, pyare Islam bhaiyo, they have no value in the court of Allah. Ye dunya ki zindagi nahi hai. Par kya hai? Ye dunya ki zindagi khel kood hai. Game and play. And you know the value of this dunya in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, ek machar ka par hota hai na, the wing of a mosquito. This dunya has no more value than the wing of a mosquito. Machar ke par ke barabar nahi hai ye duniya ki zindagi. We're here today, we're gone tomorrow. But yeah, you see people having that pride, you know, having this that I am better than that person, I am more clever than that person. To pyare Islam bhaiyo, being, you know, someone, you know, thinking about yourself as better than the other person, ma'azallah, can take you away from the deen as well. We've got this in our community. Sadly, we live in a community where a person thinks that he's better than everyone. He owns this place, especially when you go to poorer countries. I've seen it with my own eyes, you know, where the rich and the famous are sitting on a table and eating. I've seen it with my own eyes where the poor and needy are sitting under the table and eating the bones that they throw away, and they are just, you know, they're eating the meat that's left over on them. That is not Islam. And sadly, we've seen too much of that. You know, you see a lot of this in our community now today. We're better than the other person. No, you are not better than any other person unless you are more pious than him. And there are many, many other verses in the Quran as well about piety, about taqwa, about patience. And now patience in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, sabr ka bhi ek maqam hai. It is one of the beauties of having taqwa inside yourself. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً. Those who when a calamity befalls them, yani jab in par musibat aati hai, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They say, we only belong to Allah and to Him alone we shall return. Now, subhanallah, these are those who are truly patient. Those who are, when they are faced with hardships or worries, they don't complain. Rather, they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed, we belong to Allah and to Him alone we will return. That's another lesson for us. Be patient. You know, if you wanted something and you can't have that for some reason, it wasn't willed in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, mamari naseeb mein nahi tha, kismat mein nahi tha, don't worry about it, forget it, let bygones be bygones, you got plenty of life. Now, for example, if someone is, you know, he's at home, he loses, you know, some money, azar pon lose ho gaya, okay, it's a big amount of money. Now, once you lost that money, what can you do? Kya kar sakta hai banda? Can you sit at home and cry over it? Are you going to cry and your money is going to come back to you? It's not going to happen. Where? Just say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And Allah Azza wa Jal will open many doors for you. I've seen people where they've lost their children. And what do they say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah aur dega aulad. Naseeb mein hua to aur aulad aa jayegi. If it's in my destiny, Allah will give me more. Now here, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un is that it's got its blessings as well. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he states, my ummah has been granted something for the time of calamity that has not been granted to the previous nations. The previous ummah, Ummat of Musa alayhi salam, Ummat of Isa alayhi salam, Ummat of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, all these great prophets of Allah, they did not have this verse of the Quran. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says that this, what my Ummat has, is the utterance of Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Lekin iska kya hona chahiye? Belief, strong belief. You know, some, for example, you're at home, your wife or your children or anyone, they break some crockery, bartan toot gaya hai, and you start to shout, you know, why did you do this? Why did you break? Were you blind? Could you not see? Ye sari cheeze karke fir kehta hai, shukar hai sabr kita. Who says that was sabr? You know, you've crossed all the boundaries and now you're saying that, that is, you've done sabr. You haven't done sabr, ma'azallah. If you were shouting even at your own children and you know, you were wrong in that, you're going to be asked on the day of judgment, why did you cause them harm? And ma'azallah, if it was your wife, it could be any, your sister, your parents, astaghfirullah, you shout at them, you are now committing a sin. All of that time, what you could have done was, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Humne darna kisse hai? Sirf Rabb ki zaat hai na. To hum pyare Islam bhaiyo, hum zara sochein. In our lives, you know, why should someone be scared of me? You know, sometimes you see young lads, yeah, even in December when it's snowing, they want to show their muscles. They're walking on the road. And yeah, they just want to be, you know, they're walking on the streets. Why? Sir, rob the khanai. You know, that we own this place. And someone, when you're walking on the footpath and they're walking across you, and they, you know, people just want you to cross the road over. This is what I can do. This is my territory. You know, it's your territory. Puttar, when you go into the grave, you'll find out who that territory belongs to. So therefore, we need to think to ourselves that as Muslims, we were lucky because we know what the previous ummahs did wrong. We learn from them. We are lucky that we are the last of the ummahs because now we can understand what the previous ummahs did wrong. So we can try to save ourselves. And alhamdulillah, many stories that have been mentioned in the Quran, that for us, for the Muslims, this is such a beauty that alhamdulillah azza wa jal, any person that does anything wrong, and you know, you can relate to yourself, what did this so-and-so ummah, what did their wrong do wrong? Like Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam, their ummah, they never used to do the weighing of the goods properly. So now we learn that you shouldn't do what they did. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Qom Bani Israel, they committed many sins for us. It's a lesson that, look, we need to think of them, what they've done is wrong. These are chapters in the Quran that are open for us to learn. This ummah, like the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has been mentioned that they have been given this beautiful verses of the Quran, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam, when he separated with Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, it says that upon being separated from Yusuf alayhi salam, he alayhi salatu wa salam said, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf, ah, my sorrow for Yusuf. If this utterance was granted to him, he would have certainly recited, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Yani, but these words were not given to Prophet Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam as well. They were given to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, if we say Inna lillahi, at the time of hardship, what rewards will a person receive? Think of any hardship. You know, not getting a job, that's a hardship. Losing a job is hardship. Financial struggling, you know, struggling with family issues. All of these are problems, aren't they? These are the problems that our society is facing nowadays. But when you got these problems, what do? Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. These are the people upon whom there are blessings from their Lord and mercy, and these very people are the rightly guided. Subhanallah. So three beautiful blessings have been mentioned in just this verse of the Quran. Number one, Allah Almighty will send salawat upon them, yani salawat, yani blessings upon those people who are going through the hardships. When they face hardships and problems and calamities, Allah will shower His blessings and mercies upon them. And these problems and calamities will be a reason for Allah Azza wa Jal forgiving their sins. Allah Almighty will shower His mercy upon them. And thirdly, these people will be on complete guidance in this world and in the next as well. Sayyiduna Thabit Bunani Rahmatullah Alayhi, he narrates that the son of the righteous Tabi'i, Sayyiduna Mutarrif Rahmatullah Alayhi, he passed away. What a beautiful story. Listen to this very, very carefully. His son passed away and he was wearing beautiful clothes and had applied oil even at that time. Then what happened? The child's passing away is a major event. Yet Sayyiduna Mutarrif Rahmatullah Alayhi, He displayed immense patience. He had sabr. The people said to him, your son has passed away. Aapka beta fourth ho gaya hai. Yet you have applied oil and are wearing good clothes. And look at the reply. He says, should I show a lack of spirit, meaning impatience? Allah Almighty has promised me three favors for being patient. And each of these favors is more beloved to me than the entire world that I see. So, ye sabr karna, hum nahi jante. We don't know the reward. Times we don't understand. You know that beautiful house that you wanted. You were there, nearly there. Mera hone wala hai. But then again, you know, someone else buys it. You know, oh my God, you. And then you feel sorry for yourself. You wanted to buy something. That by you not buying that and by that not being in your destiny, Allah will reward you something better in return. Hum dua karte hai na, ya Allah, if something is not better for me, give me something better in return. And as they say, Allah Azza wa Jal will definitely give you something that is better for you. We as humans, we don't know what is good for ourselves. We might think this is good for me. I know a person who wanted a job and he was desperate for a job. And he got this job, he came up and he goes, dua kareji, everyone make dua, I get this job. Yeah, so we all made dua and he didn't get the job. So we all made dua, he didn't get the job. So he comes back and he says, you all made the dua, but I didn't get the job. And I said, inshallah, there must be something better that Allah's planned for you. Now, what was that better thing that Allah planned for him? That job would have only lasted him a few weeks. The company closed down. So he would have been out of job. Now, alhamdulillah, he got a better place, better pay somewhere else. Well, alhamdulillah, he's still there working at this time as well. So sometimes you think, this is good for me. Allah says, no, that is bad for you. And sometimes we want something really desperately, but that is not good for you. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions inside the glorious Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. These are the people upon whom there are blessings from their Lord and mercy. And these very people are the rightly guided people as well. So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, reciting Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un at the time of calamity is a way to gain Allah's mercy. Ye Allah ki rahmat ka zariya hai. Ya banda padhta hai Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Sayyiduna Abu Sinan rahmatullah alayhi states, my son Sinan passed away, and when we were burying him, Sayyiduna Abu Talha Kholani rahmatullahi alayhi was standing at the edge of his grave. When the people had left after the burial, I also intended to leave, but he rahmatullahi alayhi took hold of my hand and consoled me by saying, O Abu Sinan, shall I not tell you of some good news? The Haq informed me that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a person's child passes away, Allah Almighty asks the angel, did you seize the soul of my slave's child? The angels reply, yes. Allah Almighty says, did you take away the apple of his eyes? The angels respond, yes. Allah Almighty says, what did my slave say? What did he say when you took his son away? The angels reply, he praised you and said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then he says, my slave and name, create a home in paradise for my slave and name it the house of praise, Baitul Hamd. So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Whenever, you know, today's lesson, we're all here to learn, aren't we? We're not here to listen to a bayan. I've not stood up to do a bayan for those who are sat here to listen to something. For those who are sat at home, we were thinking, brilliant. We need to change ourselves. Number one, we need to think to ourselves that we are about to leave this world as well. We're going to leave this world. Never ever boast in front of other people what Allah has given you. Always be humble, as they say. Always have your foot on the ground. Never think to yourself you're better than the other person. And then inshallah, Azza wa Jal, keep reciting these verses of the Holy Quran. I just want to mention a couple of things before we finish. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, the one who took a bad omen, or the one for whom a bad omen was taken, he is not from us. Bad omen. So, kehte na ke a person sometimes thinks to yourself, no, then manhoos hai ye cheez. Kehte na ye cheez nas hai. You know, I saw you in the morning, my day is going to be all bad today. You know, that's not the case. It's not that we do not believe in bad omens. We do not believe in that. You know, ke in cheez ye karenge, that's bad for you. A black cat crosses your path, that's bad for you. Don't walk under the ladder, that's going to be bad for you. You know, waking up from the, you know, the wrong side of the bed, that's bad for you. We don't believe in these kind of things. Or manna bhi nahi hai. Even again, you know, sometimes, you know, the palm readers as well, haath dikhate hain. The scholars, they mention about this as well. Going to a palm reader is haram. Believing in what he says will take you out of the fold of Islam as well. So alhamdulillah, a few things that we've learned today. May Allah give me and all of us the ability to act upon this, make us all pious and practicing Muslims, and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins. We need to start to think to ourselves as Muslims, where am I leading? Which way am I going? Where am I heading? As Muslim, I should be heading towards the path of Allah. I should be heading towards the path of Islam. Apni namaz ka jaiza le. Look at yourself. How many times do we offer our salah? How pious are we? So inshallah, if you ponder that, all your life, you'll spend your life, but you look at yourself trying to better yourself. Don't point fingers towards anyone else. Look at him. Look what he does. Look what he does. Look at yourself, what you are doing as a Muslim. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
May you keep ascending success. Say, O Muballigh, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say,